listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lauren Howarth. Well, after 6 weeks of campaigning, today's the day Aussies will head out to vote in the federal election. And it looks like it's going to be a pretty tight race between Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese. The final news poll of the campaign puts Labor on track to win with a two-party preferred lead of 53-47, while many voters are still undecided on who will make a better Prime Minister. While the opposition leader has again criticised so-called gotcha moments during an interview on the ABC last night, he's described some reporters' tactics as nonsense.
During this campaign, with respect, some of the nonsense that's gone on from some of the journalists is thinking that the campaign was about them and gotcha moments is one of the things that puts people off politics.
There'll be a private and public service for cricket great Andrew Symonds in Townsville next week. A memorial service called Celebrating Roy will be held on Friday for members of the public to attend. The popular all-rounder died in a single car crash outside Townsville last Saturday night. The World Health Organization is holding daily meetings on monkeypox, which is starting to spread around the globe. 11 countries, including Australia, have now detected the virus, the first worldwide outbreak of its kind. There are 2 cases here, one in Melbourne and another in Sydney. And in celebration of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, 8 towns from across the UK and its overseas territories have been named cities. Applicants had to show off their royal associations as well as cultural heritage. Charlie Kurnow has extended his lead in the Coleman Medal, kicking 6 goals to help Carlton beat Sydney 102-87. Winning coach Michael Voss says the team's defence also helped get them over the line.
We lost some method around some contests. They were winning those battles. We were giving the ball back when we got it. So the only thing left for us was we just had to hold on and defend. So real credit to the group.
The action continues this afternoon with the Bulldogs playing Gold Coast before Port Adelaide takes on Geelong. Listener.